Well, now, before the NBA season was abruptly paused back in March, the New Orleans Pelicans were pushing hard to make the playoffs. Star rookie Zion Williamson had just returned from an injury that had kept him sidelined for most of that abortive season. Next week, the NBA's restarting. 22 teams, including the Pels, have arrived in Florida, where they've quarantined and started practicing. So, to get caught up on the team and the latest news with Zion, reporter Travis Lux spoke with Pelicans beat writer Christian Clark from the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate.
So the NBA is restarting its season in Florida, and players and coaches have already been living there at Disney World in Orlando in this very controlled environment that people have been calling the bubble. So how have players reacted to their new lives in this very controlled environment of the bubble?
Well, first of all, I think bubble is an interesting term and not the most accurate term to describe what's going on. A bubble implies that it's enclosed, and this is not completely enclosed. The Disney support staff who are in charge of the cooking and cleaning are allowed to go in and out. So I guess it's a semi-permeable bubble, but the Pelicans have been there for about 2 weeks now, and it's kind of been like an adult summer camp. I mean, there is a pandemic like raging outside of the confines of the Walt Disney World grounds, but these guys are bass fishing, you know, they're lounging by the pool, they're reading when they're not playing. So for right now, it feels like adult summer camp with basketball practice mixed in.
The biggest story, of course, for the Pelicans is probably got to be Zion Williamson, who traveled with the team to Florida a couple weeks ago, but then abruptly left, I believe it was last week, due to an undisclosed family matter. So do we know what's going on and if or when he'll rejoin the team?
No and no. It's really weird. I mean, this came out of nowhere. On Thursday morning, the team sent out a press release that just said Zion has left the bubble. He's got to attend to an urgent family medical matter, and he'll rejoin the team at a later date. We're kind of in the dark about this guy who basically got his team on national TV in 6 of the 8 games.
So I want to talk a little bit about the team more broadly and the playoffs and how things are looking on the court. Right now, teams are going to be playing about 8 games, I think it is, right, before the playoffs start. The point of that is to kind of sort of finish up the regular season and figure out the seeding for the playoffs. The Pelicans are in this battle with a few teams for the final spot in the Western Conference. So what do you think the chances are that they will get that last spot and make it into the playoffs?
You know, if they have Zion for those 8 games, I would say decent. I mean, maybe 40%, 50% if you're optimistic. If they don't have Zion, not great. You know, they basically have to do 3 things to make the playoffs. They, number one, have to win the 9th seed outright. They, number two, have to stay within 4 games of the team in 8th. They're currently 3.5 games behind the team in 8th. That essentially means, you know, if the Grizzlies go 6-2, the Pelicans have to go 6-2. That would then qualify them for the Western Conference play-in tournament. And the way the play-in tournament works is the team in 9th needs to beat the team in 8th twice in a row to advance, but the team in 8th only needs to beat the team in 9th once to advance. So basically the Pelicans, you know, even if they do this hard stuff, they still have to beat the team in front of them twice in a row to earn a first round series.
Are there any other storylines that you're paying attention to between now and then? What are you going to be looking for in that first game?
I think the way that players elect to protest racial injustice, I think, is a huge storyline. We already know that the words Black Lives Matter will be painted onto the court. So every person who watches these games, I mean, that message is going to be right there in front of them. I mean, I think this was a huge issue for the players. I mean, the NBA is obviously a majority Black league. A number of players have just not even answered basketball questions during the press conference. They've just said, you know, I only want to talk about the cops who killed Breonna Taylor or you know, stuff like that. So I think that's a huge storyline for this thing.
Christian Clark reports on the New Orleans Pelicans for the Times-Picayune, the New Orleans Advocate. Thanks for getting us caught up, Christian.
All right, Travis, thanks.
Christian Clark's also the co-host of the weekly Pelicans podcast. It's called Bird Watch, and you can listen wherever you get your podcasts.